The OG of RSL is joining us now on the line, Trey Fitzgerald. How are you, Trey?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Doing well. All right, so I'm excited to have you on the radio. As you know, I'm a big RSL fan. I've got RSL season tickets all about Real Salt Lake and you know, watching every game, and a big fan, so I'm excited to talk to you on the airwaves today.
You're probably excited for us to get back to Rio Tinto Stadium eventually.
That is very true. I actually head out Monday to go to France to see the Euro tournament, the Euro 2016.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited for that. In case you're questioning my soccer knowledge, or at least fandom. Anyway, I have some of that.
Nice.
Anyway, I want to ask you about RSL. Obviously, a couple of losses in a row now. With the, I guess, two out of the last three, I should reword
right.
That. The questions in the back line, though, I want to ask you about the kind of the possibility of the team improving the back line. How much money or cap space? I know the MLS contract rules are Byzantine, is one way to put it. There's just so many factors at play there. What are the odds that RSL is able to improve that back line for the rest of this upcoming offseason? How much money is there to spend on that? I know Andy Williams is on these scouting trips looking for the talent to fill in some of those holes. So tell me where the kind of that is right now.
Yeah, you're right in that Andy has been crisscrossing the globe. He was recently at the Toulon tournament in France, which is a prestigious kind of Olympic.
Oh, do we lose Trey? We may have just lost Trey. I think we have lost Trey. Oh, we got him back. Trey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I don't know where I've dropped off.
Just Andy Williams at the tournament in France.
Yeah, Toulon tournament in France. It's a prestigious Olympic age tournament. He, Craig Weibel, Jeff Kassar, the whole technical staff are constantly looking at players. I think, you know, Weibel puts it best when he says we're always looking to challenge the status quo. So I think you could expect to see us be active in the summer transfer window. But, you know, again, it's all about finding the right player at the right price and making the right deal. And of paramount importance, as it always has been, is bringing the right type of person into our locker room. Because if somebody's not going to fit in personality-wise, chances are their talent isn't going to be maximized on the field. So that's how those guys look at that. Specific to your question about the back line, I think everybody's very, very pleased with the development of Justin Glad. Obviously, Aaron Mond as well has matured exponentially over the course of his arrival at Real Salt Lake since Toronto FC out of Notre Dame. So it's all coming together with Wingert, Beltran and Damar Phillips on the outside. You've got a nice rotation there, and we're looking to, you know, kind of get back in the win column tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium.
That's what I was just going to ask you about, and it fits in nicely. Chris Wingert, obviously the former NYCFC player, coming back to Real Salt Lake this season. As you preview tomorrow night's game, you know, we heard from Brian Dunseth, for example, that the Houston game earlier in the month was kind of a must-win based on just kind of where they are in the table. What kind of mentality is RSL coming into the NYCFC game with? You know, a smaller pitch on the road, but still would be nice to get 3 points.
Of course, and this team is always looking to get 3 points. It's the finale in a 5-game road trip. You want to end on a positive note before the Copa America break. RSL will resume play back at home on June 14th in the Open Cup, and then you'll have 6 out of the next 8 MLS games at home from June 18th until the end of July. So there's a chance there for RSL, which is still tied for third best in MLS in points per game average, to really load up with that glut of home games in June and July. But specific to NYCFC, we saw them lose at home 7-0 to their crosstown rivals, Red Bulls, a couple weeks ago. We know games on that very, very small pitch are frantic. It's been likened to, you know, ping pong. So I think there's going to be a lot of goals scored. And for RSL, it's about discipline. It's about set pieces, and it's about, you know, trying to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented, because Joao Plata, Javier Morales, Juan Manuel Martinez, Jordan Allen, Luke Mulholland. Those guys are going to have plenty of opportunities to find the back of the net. RSL actually coming off of back-to-back games with a season-high 3 goals scored. Obviously, there was an aberration Saturday in Columbus by giving up 4, so you got to clean that stuff up in the back as well.
Do you think that the technical ability of Plata and Brito and Javi is a big asset to RSL on a small field, being able to operate in tight spaces?
Absolutely. I was just going to say there's probably not a better trio in MLS in tight spaces. Obviously, guys like Giovinco do wonders. Guys like Mauro Diaz in Dallas. There's a lot of really good players, but they have 3 on one team. That's one of the reasons a little over a year ago, Jeff Cassar decided to move to that 4-3-3 in order to get 3 attackers of that caliber on the field at the same time. You throw in Yoram Obsisian, who didn't start or really play more than a couple minutes on Saturday due to a bout with strep throat last week. You've got a lot of firepower. And then it comes down to, with those guys going forward in those tight spaces on that small field, you hope that Sonny steps up in Kyle Beckerman's spot. And then who knows if it's Sturzer or Mulholland next to Sonny to kind of shield that back 4. Because in New York City FC, they've got David Villa, they got Andrea Pirlo. They certainly have enough firepower going forward themselves.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about kind of the squad rotation Saturday. As you pointed out, Euro is out. It sounded, due to that sickness you referenced, and then Brito and Javier Morales both started the game on the bench. Will you shed some light on to why that was
sure.
the decision? And then also, what do you anticipate for the starting lineup tomorrow against NYCFC? With a couple of weeks off as a break, do you anticipate a nearly full lineup, or what are you expecting for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're back to full strength. We do have a sports science department that monitors all these guys' sleep patterns, nutrition, their workload, travel. Obviously, it's been an arduous 5-game road trip over the last 4 weeks. So with Burrito and Javi specific to Saturday, those reports, the sports science information was telling us that those guys were at risk for injury. And so instead of having those guys start and play 90 and potentially pull a hamstring or a quad or something that would leave them out for 6 weeks, it was best to not run that risk, knowing that there's still 2/3 of the season ahead of us. And again, with that glut of home games, you've got to try to maintain that perfect home form to get back to the top of the table.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Trey, thank you so much for joining us and answering my tough RSL questions.
All right, as a fan,
you know I'm demanding. I just want MLS Cups. That's all I want.
That's all. That's the goal for everybody. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks. Again, Trey Fitzgerald from RSL joining us on the Bill Riley Show.